Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kilayim Daf Mem Ches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud. And the Vilna's daf is near the beginning of Chafei Amud Beis with the words Shimon Bar Va B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. Now let's remember the Mishnah we had in Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim in regards to the situation where we have a whole bunch of vines planted within 4 amas of each other. Rabbi Shimon said this is not considered a kerem because the current setup is not going to remain. Some of the vines are going to be removed. They're planted too close to each other and they're not going to be able to grow properly, and therefore, as is, it's not considered a kerem. However, the Chachamim say, royim. We view it as if the middle vines are already removed, and therefore it is considered a kerem. Now the Gemara tells us, Shem Barba says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanon, B'Shem Shein Chalukin Kan, just like they argue over here, Kan Chalukin B'Shchunas Kvaris. They have a similar argument in the case of Shchunas Kvaris, which literally means a neighborhood of graves. Now what's this referring to? So we learn about this in Maseches Oilos, and it refers to that back in the day, it was common to bury their dead in underground chambers known as catacombs, 4 by 8 amas. 3 people were buried on the short wall, allowing for at least an amma in between each body, and 6 on the long wall. Now often, 2 of these underground chambers were connected. So we have a fellow who's digging in his field and came upon bodies. So if he found 1 or 2, so we can assume they were buried here only for short term and they can be moved. Now if he found 3, each with at least an amma in between them, he has to assume that this area is a shchunas kvaros and has to check with 20 ammas all around for more bodies. Now there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim regarding if the bodies were closer than an amma. Let's say 5 bodies were found within 4 ammas. The Chachamim say that we view it as if the bodies in between are actually removed, and therefore we have a shchunas kvaris here, because after we remove 2 bodies, that means we have 3 bodies within 4 amas, and that would be a shchunas kvaris, and we would have to check 20 amas around, whereas Rabbi Shimon doesn't say rayim. So it seems to be that it's the same machlokes is over here with our kerem. However, Amar Rabbi Yonah says, v'loy damya, they're not compared. Taman, over there when we're talking about shchunas kvaris, murvachin or tzafon, yeshlan shchunas kvaris. Let's say they originally were spaced far apart from each other, meaning at least an amma in between them, and then someone came and buried more bodies in between, making them less than an amma apart from each other, it still has a din of shchunas kvaris. Whereas at Sufan or Vachon, let's say they're originally buried very close together, and then he widened them out, removing some of the bodies, and only in shchunas kvaris, that doesn't have a din of shchunas kvaris. Whereas Bram Hacha, however, here when we're talking about a kerem, Revachan v'Ritzvan, let's say the kerem was originally planted with at least 4 amas in between the vines, and then he planted more vines, narrowing the space. B'machlaikes, that case is subject to the machlaikes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Whereas Ritzuf and Rivchan, if they originally planted very close together, and then he widened them out by physically removing some vines, Dirakol, everyone agrees that that is considered a kerem. In other words, these 2 cases are not comparable. Regarding a kerem, we look at its current setup. And that's where Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim disagree with Rayin. If there's too many vines here, do we say Rayin? That's what the Chachamim say, whereas Rav Shimon says we don't say Rayin. But by Shchunas Kvaris, that has to do with the original setup and not how it's now. As we just said before, if we know that in the original setup of these bodies, they were placed very close together, so even now if someone removes some of the bodies, that doesn't turn into Shchunas Kvaris, and the same thing vice versa. If we originally know that it was set up as a Shchunas Kvaris, and then someone came along and planted more bodies in the space in between, that doesn't make it not a Shchunas Kvaris, so these 2 cases aren't comparable. Now the Gemara just continues, Bram Hacha, however over here, Ma Pligin, so in what case do the Chachamim and Rav Shimon argue. That's Bishabo Mitzan Ritzufin. A fellow was digging in his field, as we mentioned before, or he just came upon this piece of land and he found a number of bodies buried very close together. Rav Shimon says, Imrani, I say, Galnafalei and Veritzfon. There was a whole bunch of people standing together, a pile of stones fell on them, and they were buried like that, and therefore it's not Shchunas Kvaris. Whereas Memchasam Abez on top, Rabban Amri, the Rabban say, Morvachan Hayu Veritzfon. Really, they were originally buried far apart from each other, making it a Shchunas Kvaris, and then someone else came along and added in the bodies in between, and that's why we have to be chayshir for shchunas kvaris. This is the case that's machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, which is again not comparable to our case of kerem. And moving on to brand new halacha, halacha gimel. The Mishnah says, "Chars shu ivor bekerem." There's a ditch that's going through a kerem. Amayk asara v'roichav arba. It's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, and that technically should be considered a mechitza. So Rabbi Yezbin Yaakov says, "Im hayim mafulash meirish hakerem va'ad soifai." If this ditch goes from the beginning of the kerem all the way to the end, harei zanir kibein shnei kramim. It looks like its own separate area, which is in between 2 separate kramim. And zarin b'soichai, he could plant a different min inside this ditch. Bimlav, but if not, if it doesn't go through the whole kerem, let's say it's just right in the middle of the kerem, so that means it's surrounded on all 4 sides, or it starts at the beginning but doesn't go through to the end, so it's surrounded on 3 sides by the kerem, harei hu kigas is just like a wine press. Now what's the din of a wine press? So hagas shebe kerem, let's say there's a wine press in the kerem, amuka asar v'rchav arba, it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, it's fairly normal that they would dig this square for their wine press in their kerem. Kerem. It makes a lot of sense. Right after you harvest your grapes, you could press them immediately. So what's the halacha regarding this? Zarin b'saicha div Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer allows one to plant a different min inside, whereas v'cham eisrin, the cham aser, because it's not considered totally separate from the kerem. Something similar to the ditch, just opposite, shemera sheba kerem. This is talking about a mound or a hill inside the kerem, and it could be used as a shemera, which is like a lookout point or place for a watchman to stand. Gavoy asar rechav arba, it's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Zarin b'saicha, he could plant a different min on top of it. Again, because it's unique, it's something clearly different than the kerem. However, v'mhaya ser kaisesh aser. If there's vines from both sides of it that are intermingled on the top of this mound, so then it's aser to plant something on it. Another din that has to do with this wine press, gefen shu tua begas, an individual grapevine which is planted in this wine press, oy beneka, or inside a crack or like a hole in his field, nosen la avaydasa, he just has to measure its avaydo away from it, meaning he just measures 6 tefachim away from this individual vine, bezareas hamoyser, and he can plant the rest of it with a different min. However, Rabbi Yossi says, im ein shamar ba'amos, if there's not 4 amos there, lo yavizera l'sham, he's not allowed to plant a different min over there. And lastly, the Mishnah concludes, v'habayas shebekerem, zarin oysai, if there's a house inside a kerem, so he's allowed to plant a totally different min inside this house, because the walls of the house are a mechitza in between this min and the kerem outside of it. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.